Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It is a Wednesday afternoon already. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad to be back with you. I had an incredible time with my family. So happy they were in town. We went to Pensacola Beach, and it is just great spending time with them. And those of you who don't live close to your son, daughter, close to your grandkids, you know how special it is when they visit or when you get to visit. You know, many of you live in the same city, sometimes the same neighborhood as your family, and that's really a great situation. And I know sometimes it can be aggravating, sometimes maybe it's a little much, but for those of us who don't have that opportunity to see our grandkids and our kids every day or on a regular basis, really appreciate what you have, even though it might be tough. But yeah, it's great to be back. I appreciate Ian doing the show while I was gone. Coleman being part of the show as well. Had a great time with them. They're heading back to Portland today. It's never long enough, but it was so nice. And I had not been to Pensacola Beach in many years. It's been really a long time, and it was so great to get back over there. We'll talk a little bit about that. And apparently, a few of our listeners were over there over the weekend as well. You know, stopped at Buc-ee's, of course. You know, you can't go by there without stopping at Buc-ee's. Your car's going to just want to stop at Buc-ee's. And for those of you who have headed over there on the weekends, for those of you who think that it's always crowded at Buc-ee's, if you go on a weekday, if your travels take you there and it's not a weekend, it's not a Friday or a Sunday, Buc-ee's is not crowded. You know, you can get in and out of the parking lot. There's no wait. I posted something from Buc-ee's, my search for beavers in Buc-ee's, and somebody posted that they had to wait 30 minutes to get in the parking lot. Well, you know, that's on the weekend, on Friday when everybody's heading over there, or on Sunday when everybody's heading back. But we headed over there on Saturday, and it wasn't bad on Saturday. And then coming back during a weekday, it was kind of empty. So it's nice. So if you really want to hit Buc-ee's and you don't want to deal with the traffic, then make sure you've got a weekday in there, or maybe a Saturday when everybody's already at the beach. It won't be so bad. One of the things that I noticed being gone for a couple of days and really disengaging from the news, I mean, it was nice. I kind of kept my eye on the news, but I didn't watch the news. I didn't stay in touch with the news. So, you know, in catching up yesterday afternoon and last night, in catching up on the news, I noticed something. Nothing has changed. It's all the same stuff. I mean, on a very specific level, there are things that are different, but it's all the same stuff. It's the same S show as it was when I disengaged a few days ago. Now, it's really great to take a break, but, you know, don't ever expect anything to really change, because a lot of the stuff is just, it's the same. When it comes to the presidential campaign, it's the same BS. It's a little different. Okay, new indictments against Donald Trump concerning January the 6th. The things are new, but the bitching and the complaining and the lying and the cheating and the, you know, all of that kind of stuff, all of that stuff continues on both sides. So, you know, none of that really changed very much. Also, I'm glad the boil water advisory for New Orleans East has been lifted. So come back and there's another boil water advisory. I'd like to know a little bit more about the equipment failure. Did the equipment just fail, or did something happen? I don't know, but I'm curious when I hear about equipment failure. It's not that the equipment isn't old and could just fail on its own, because it could, but was it an equipment failure, or did something happen? I don't know. But the boil water advisories are very inconvenient. Now, there's some really tough people out there. Man, they don't care about that. I don't care about no boil water advisory. Hey, if you don't want to care about it, that's okay. I mean, just don't make me do what I don't want to do. But if you don't care about those things, that's fine. But a lot of people care. And for the people who care, that is an inconvenience, to say the least. And then come back to, you know, news that the air conditioning in some of the buildings that house NOPD officers who are doing their jobs. I mean, it's tough enough to be a cop. And so now they have to worry about, the, you know, the AC's not running properly or some of these window units are failing. The city has the money to fix the stuff. But apparently the city is so bad at paying people to come in and do contract work for them that contractors don't want to come in here and do work for the city. I mean, what kind of pathetic existence is this? You have the money, and you're simply laxed about paying your bills. So NOPD officers are in situations that they shouldn't be in. They should have nice offices that should be fully air-conditioned, especially because it's just so blazing hot here that, you know, our city's just not paying the bills. That's on Mayor Cantrell. That is on Mayor Cantrell. She runs the city. That falls entirely on her. And maybe she was too busy with her booty guard to pay attention to that kind of stuff. So now the city's in this situation. And Mayor, don't get mad at me. Because if you're going to fool around during work hours, and that's been documented by Fox 8, Lee Zurich, it's been documented that you were fooling around. We don't know what you were doing, but you were spending time in that Patalba apartment during work hours. And sometimes you didn't answer emails. So you weren't all fully working. If you're going to fool around when you're supposed to be our mayor, then when the city doesn't pay bills and has a hard time getting contractors in there, you damn right we're going to ask questions. So that's on you. It's not on us. Harris Walz, okay, no interview. Oh, finally they agree. The interview's on CNN. And now there's all this complaining about, well, it's on CNN. They're not going to ask tough questions. Do you for 1 minute think that Dana Bash, who is a very respectable reporter on CNN, anchor, do you think she's not going to ask tough questions? I guarantee you she's going to ask tough questions. And I'm not saying this in defense of CNN. I'm saying this in defense of reality. I think she's going to ask tough questions. You know, if you're a professional and she's a professional, you're not going to be in this position and not ask tough questions. And she's on the hot seat. She's going to have to ask tough questions. So she will answer. She will ask tough questions. Let's see if she gets answers. And if she asks the tough questions, she's going to ask tough follow-up questions. And if Harris doesn't answer the questions, then she's got to push for an answer. I mean, don't let these people off the hot seat. You know, make them answer the questions. So, you know, anyway, Trump and Harris now have attack ads dealing with the economy, and the economy is a big deal. It is a very, very big deal. Mark Zuckerberg admits the government pressured him, and specifically it was the Biden administration, pressured him to censor content on Facebook. But I don't know if he said he really did censor it. He said he was pressured. But I don't know if he really censored the information or the content. Some of this involved COVID-19 related content, but he regrets not being more outspoken about this. But I don't know if he actually kept some of the content out or censored some of it. Of course, administrations are going to do this. The Obama administration was all over Fox News. You know, we don't want you to do this, or something to that effect. But the Obama administration was not happy with Fox News. So this is our new reality. This is the way it is now. And so this is not a surprise, and it's going to happen. But now there are people who are screaming, you see, the election was rigged. The election was rigged. This has nothing to do with the rigged election. Nothing. Ask Rudy Giuliani how successful that whole campaign was to prove the election was rigged. Rudy Giuliani is just, he's a piece of you-know-what. He's nothing right now. He used to be something, but he attached himself to Trump's coattails, and look what happened to him. He lost his career. There are some people who are Trump supporters, Trump allies, some people actually were convicted. You can't try to overturn an election. But there were so many things that were disproven there that the Zuckerberg admission is no proof. It's no indication that the election was rigged. It just means that the Biden administration pressured him to censor material. But Fox News had the material that the Biden administration wanted censored. The conservative talk shows across this country, which dominate talk radio, they had all the information. So that is the most ridiculous notion, but it just goes to show you that there are people who are still trying to keep alive this absurd notion that the election was rigged. But once again, no proof. There's a conservative radio talk show host, Eric Erickson. Honestly, I have not heard of him. But conservative radio talk show host Eric Erickson is criticizing Donald Trump and his cult. He says that the cult is trying to bully everyone into humping his leg. I guess that's one way to put it. Also, women are registering to vote in greater numbers than men, even here in Louisiana, after Kamala Harris entered the race. It doesn't mean she's going to win Louisiana. Louisiana is a very red state. Now, it's possible. It's possible that if enough young people and enough women voted, they would outnumber the white men in the state who are going to automatically vote for Trump. Not all white men are voting for Trump, but a lot of white men are voting for Trump. And that's why Louisiana is a red state. A lot of white women are voting. A lot of black women, some black men are voting for Trump. But Trump's biggest audience is white males. I mean, we know this. This is a statistical fact. I'm not just making this up. So, you know, if there was a real voting revolt and if younger generations voted in massive numbers in November, and if women voted in massive numbers in November, actually, it could happen. It's not going to happen. But I mean, that's what it would take for it to happen. Everybody in the younger generations would have to vote. And Jesse Waters on Fox News said that he didn't mean anything sexual when he said that those senior military officials in the Situation Room, if Kamala Harris was president, they would have their way with her. He didn't mean anything sexual. What he meant was that they would get their way because she's a woman. These are some of the things that we'll talk about this afternoon. And then also in our news just now, this report that parents are so stressed out, it's become a public health issue. I agree with that. And I see what my son and daughter-in-law deal with two kids. You know, if you have one kid, that's one thing. But if you have two or more kids, it's a whole different ballgame. And I really understand how parents are stressed out. You know, two working parents, one household. And I heard the woman in the news getting ready for school and the lunches and picking up kids and doing all of that. You know, my son and daughter-in-law, they've got a really good system where it works out because of their jobs. One can pick up the kids after school if the other one is working. So that works. But I can see how parents are stressed out. And this is something that can stress out kids as well. We've got a lot to talk about. If you want to join us with your comments about anything we talk about, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. And thanks for doing the show.
My pleasure.
Thank you and Coleman for doing the show. Mm-hmm. I know it was great. I took a total break from everything and was just amazed that even though some of the specifics have changed, it's the same S show that was going on when I left.
Well, you know, yes. Truth be told, you weren't gone that long. You know, if you'd been gone like 5 weeks and we were still talking about the same things, fine. But, yeah, you know, it was a long weekend.
It's not like I was deployed to Pensacola Beach.
Right. Yeah.
Boy, there was one magic moment on the beach and the Blue Angels buzzed the beach and maybe they were 100 feet off the water.
Wow.
And I mean, the sound and just They flew by. They were coming back from a show in Kansas City, and apparently it's tradition when the Blue Angels return to home base, which is Pensacola, when they're performing and they return to home base, they always buzz the beach. So we got a little advance notice on that, and I was able to get video. I posted it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and boy, it's just it's amazing. That's just such a positive sign of our military. Such a positive sign of the efficiency and the just the perfection of our U.S. military. It just was amazing to see that. And the next day, my son and I took my grandson to the Naval Air Museum in Pensacola, mm-hmm. which is great. And by the way, it's free.
Really?
And, I mean, oh,
just
yeah.
roll right in there.
I mean, they've got the Blue Angels in formation, the jets hanging from the ceiling, the real jets. And it was fun. I actually sat in the cockpit of one of the planes that my dad flew a lot when he was a Navy pilot stationed at Belle Chasse. And so that was kind of a thrill to actually sit in that same seat. All right, let's get to a few text messages, and then we'll get to our first break.
Here's a text that says, the Dana Bash interview is pre-recorded. I would like to listen to Harris doing a live, unedited interview.
Well, the fact that it's pre-recorded, I don't know that that has anything to do with editing as much as, well, when I say editing, I mean, they might be editing out dead space, but I don't think they're going to edit out a lot of questions. I mean, I can't say for sure, but look, CNN's butt is on the line here. They've got an opportunity to prove that they're not sycophants to the Democrats. They've got a chance to prove that Dana Bash and CNN represents the truth. And so they have a chance to prove it. So let's see if they do.
Here's a text that says, why doesn't Harris go in front of a full media at a press conference? Trump, I believe, was in front of the media for over an hour.
Yeah, I think she will. But, well, of course, you know, look what Trump did. I mean, there were a lot of lies there. I don't want somebody to get up there and just, you know, not even really answer the question, but go off into something that isn't even related to the question. It just turns out to be a campaign speech. Some of our listeners do that. You know, it's a certain topic, and then they go off into their campaign speech about the candidate, and, you know, that's not actually like a press conference.
Yeah, if you want your candidate to get up in front of the media and not answer their questions, fine, but then you can't turn around and say, well, why won't the other candidate do a press conference like my candidate did? Your
right.
candidate didn't do a
right.
press conference. Right. He just stood in front of the reporters and just raved and ranted and had a kind of stream of consciousness for an hour. It's not a press conference. Same texter asks, so Scoot, you're telling your listening audience that you feel 81 million people voted for Joe Biden?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, why are you questioning that?
I think people are triggered by that because it's more people than voted for Obama. And it's more, you know, it's like in the height of the pandemic, you telling me this guy didn't even campaign and he got 81 million votes. Yeah, that's how unpopular Trump was.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean,
81 billion people went to the polls to vote against Donald Trump.
You know, and think,
it's not complicated.
Think about this. I mean, Donald Trump was president for 4 years and people turned against him because of what he did in those 4 years. So by 2020, Donald Trump was not as popular as he was at the beginning. So after the 4 years, yes, that's exactly what happened. A lot of people turned against Donald Trump, and they voted for Joe Biden just because Joe Biden wasn't Trump. That's it.
I'll leave you with this one. This is from Tiffany. She says, why does Kamala Harris have to sit down and take questions? She's scheduled to do so now, but Donald Trump did not participate in any debates at all for anybody to question him on his policies and what he would do for our country. I think it's hypocritical.
Well, of course it's hypocritical, but, you know, hypocrisy is part of the lifeblood of America today. And it is our goal every afternoon from 1 to 4 to do the best we can to rifle through the hypocrisy and just, you know, be honest about what's going on and to apply common sense to what we talk about. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Also, there's a song by the Foo Fighters. The Trump campaign says they have licensed the song, but the Foo Fighters say they have not given their permission. What are they going to do with the royalties if they continue to play the Foo Fighters song? We'll tell you about that when we come back on WWL.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This is the song the Trump campaign is using because, for a lot of people, Donald Trump is their hero. The Foo Fighters say they did not give Donald Trump permission to use the song, and this is an issue that comes up every presidential campaign season. This is not new with Donald Trump. The Trump campaign says they've licensed the song, but the Foo Fighters say they didn't give permission. So I don't know how this works. You know, I think as long as you pay the royalties, I think you can use somebody's song, but maybe you can't. I'm not really positive about that. I know that just in general, as long as you pay the rights, you can use somebody's music. But if Trump continues to use it, any royalties that are paid to the Foo Fighters are going to donate to the Harris campaign. So that kind of puts Trump in an interesting situation. When they use that song, the royalties are going to go to the Harris campaign. So is it worth it? I mean, there are other songs about my hero that maybe they could use. Controversy over the song Hold On, I'm Coming. The Isaac Hayes estate is arguing about this because he was one of the writers of the song. The song was made popular by Sam and Dave. So again, this is something that happens every campaign season, not new to the campaign of 2024. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. If you want to join us, and it is great to be back. And again, I thank Egan and Coleman for doing the show in my absence while I was spending time with my family. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to more of your texts coming up. The Saints lost the last preseason game, but I mean, does that bother anybody? No, of course not. I mean, if you're bothered by that, get a life, because it's nothing to worry about. The season opener is coming up soon enough. This weekend is going to be a huge weekend for LSU in Vegas against USC. It's a huge weekend for just football as well. In fact, I think Tulane plays Southeastern, I think, at Yulman Stadium. Just getting caught up on all this. Yulman Stadium Thursday night. So, you know, the season's underway. The college season is going to be underway this weekend, and then the following weekend, the Saints and the NFL will be back in action. All right, let's go to Covington and Jeannie. You're on WWL. Hey, Jeannie.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good.
It's raining a little in Covington.
It's raining. Yeah, there was a big shower that I missed it because I was at... I'm sorry.
4 years ago, when Trump was in office, our country was in pretty good shape. People were doing well. The last 3 years, I've not had anything anywhere near that kind of situation. We're all trying to get by as best we can. And I don't see anything that the vice president is offering.
Well, tell me, Jeannie, tell me.
Jeannie, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, or did you just want to ramble on? Can you hear me? What the hell was that about?
Nice.
All right, don't do that, Jeannie. Don't call the show anymore and do that. I mean, if you're not brave enough to just stick around and have a conversation, then just, you know, don't call the show. I wanted to ask Jeannie what kind of work she's in. She doesn't have to tell me specifically where she works, but could it be something that she did in her job, or is there something about her industry that is failing that is beyond the president? Is there something that has happened to what business she's in? A lot of people are focusing on this idea that I was better off 4 years ago. Well, some people make bad business decisions, and so they were better off before they made those bad decisions. But those bad decisions are not the result of the president. Now, presidents don't have as much as many people are led to believe. They don't have that much to do with the economy. And for people like Jeannie, if Donald Trump wins, I don't know what he's going to do to suddenly make Jeannie's life better, because she just made her little campaign speech and hung up. But I would just wish you'd at least have a conversation, because I was going to ask you, you know, what is it that you think that Donald Trump is going to do for you? And I mean, that's a question for anybody. If you are not better off now than you were 4 years ago, tell me what you think Donald Trump is going to do, and be specific. And don't just say, well, he's going to win, man. He's going to win and everything's going to change. That's not fair, because that's fantasy land. If Donald Trump wins, what is he going to do to make your life better? And what happened that your life changed? Was there a change in your job? Look, we're all dealing with inflation. I'm dealing with it too. I might not be as affected as some of you are. And I feel badly about that. I'm not taking anything from you, but that's just the reality. Some people are a lot less affected by inflation than I am. So everybody's not affected equally. But, you know, people want to blame the president for their personal lives. And I think that's a big mistake in this country. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. From Donaldsonville, Jason, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
What's up, Scoot?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, man?
Good.
So all this hype about the presidential election, I lean to focus on my local election. I worry about my mayor, my governor, my councilman, because no president has ever made a difference in my life.
Jason, you're so smart to understand that, because regardless of the rhetoric out there on both sides, it's the local politicians, it's the legislators in Baton Rouge that have more to do with your personal life and the life of your kids than the president. So you're smart to understand that.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
All right, Jason, I appreciate the call. So, yeah, I mean, we've touched on this before, and we can talk about it again, because, I mean, I'm curious. I don't know if everybody's going to be honest, but I am curious. Why is your life not better now than it was 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago? Did a child go to college, suddenly go to college? And so as a result of that, you have less money. Well, your child going to college, the president doesn't impact that. Did you lose a job? Did the president directly have something to do with your job loss? So be honest about it. But what is it about your life that's not better than it was 4 years ago? And what is it that, if you think Donald Trump's going to change that, exactly what is Donald Trump going to do to make your life better? If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. The city of New Orleans has money. They're not paying their bills. They're not paying them on time, if they pay them at all. All right, so what's going on here? Faulty air conditioning for our police officers at a couple of buildings. The city has the money, but contractors don't want to work for the city. This falls on Mayor Cantrell. And it seems like she had time to fool around with her booty guard, but she is not good at paying bills. What is that? I mean, that is a pathetic statement about our city. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1960, 17-year-old Barry White completed his 4-month prison term for stealing 300 tires from a Cadillac dealership. While he was in prison, he heard Elvis Presley sing "It's Now or Never," and that had an impact on young Barry White, and he decided to make music his life, and he turned his life around after going to prison. You know, and this is an example of why it's okay to give people a second chance. It's okay to not harshly judge everybody who's in prison. He made a mistake. He paid his debt to society, got out, and look, man, he gave us some great music. So he turned his life around. So, you know, congrats to those who turned their life around. People make mistakes. It's the people who continue to make the mistakes over and over again. Those are the ones that are worthy of our constant criticism, but not the people like Barry White who turned his life around. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. Hey, I made a mistake just now. It's the website for Logo Express is logoexpressmarketing.com. So busy talking about their uniforms during the school uniform season when the Logo Express Logo Express website was a little different. This is logoexpressmarketing.com. I want to make sure that I corrected that. All right, so we're talking about this topic that has come up again, and we've touched on it before. But be specific. If you say that your life was better when Donald Trump was president, exactly what do you mean? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Let's go to Blaze in Madisonville. Blaze, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot, I was thinking about listening to your show. I disagree with you about, you know, a lot of political stuff, and you are right. I think there's some things I need to reevaluate, and I apologize to you. Try to apologize to your screen. I was kind of rude the other day. But listen, I think now I'm going to change the Democrat, and being that I'm going to have more connections to play music in the city of New Orleans, and Mayor Cantrell has done a great job here recently getting crime down. She hired a nice lady who's doing the police work here, so I think if we look at, you know, the things that Cantrell took in a first-class plane flight, when you look at Jeff Landry, he did the same thing about Hawaii. Well, you're not up here harping on Jeff Landry. You don't even know about the Hawaiian thing. You never talk about it, and that's okay. I'm going to register Democrat now. I'm going to go vote for the guy you vote, the lady you're voting for, and I think we ought to have a great union here with you and the mayor. Maybe y'all can get together because you're helping her guy get elected, whether you know it or not. But I think that's a great thing for me to start over and reevaluate my political party. Your comments.
Well, Blaze, I don't think your political view should have anything to do with playing music. I mean, why don't you just, you know, be quiet
because
about your political views?
Because I got taken away from me because I had a MAGA hat on, and you up there trashing the president at the time, and now I know why you were trashing him. Now I know why you were trashing him. You were right. I was wrong.
Why don't you not wear the MAGA hat?
Because I lost my gigs. They fired me because I don't get a vote because of people like you stamping out things. But I'm going to go Democrat. I'm going to support the mayor's Democrat, right?
I didn't
fire
you.
So I'm going to support her. I want to get her on your show. Let's get her on, and you can get this thing straight.
I don't think you should be wearing a MAGA hat to a gig. That's not smart, Blaze. I mean, you may believe.
No, I lost the gig. I'm not going to tell you the place of a play, but okay. You around New Orleans music. You know how liberal these people are. And you too. You kowtowing to your audience. And I'm now going to agree with you and say I'm going to be a Democrat, but I'm going to support all the Democrats like Mayor Cantrell. Right. You don't want me to support the other guy, the orange guy.
Blaze.
So thank you for giving me my. But I wanted your thoughts because I'm gonna vote the way you vote, Democrat. Let's go Democrats. Let's go LaToya.
I never say who I vote for, so you're never going to know. You can think that I'm going to vote for somebody, but you don't know who I'm going to. But Blaze, I go back to this idea that, you know, you're promoting your political beliefs at a time when this country is very, very divided. I would not wear a MAGA hat to a gig. You know, just keep that to yourself. There's a curtain when you vote, or there's supposed to be. I mean, theoretically, there's a curtain. We vote in private. We're supposed to be able to do that. We're supposed to be able to do that privately. And wearing a MAGA hat to a gig, I don't think that's very smart.
Like, that's a don't wear any political campaign apparatus to a gig where you don't know for certain that the person who hired you or their friends or their clients or the venue is not going to look upon that as anything but a finger in their chest. Like nobody would wear, like, I mean, not that we're out here wearing Kamala Harris, Tim Walz hats. I don't see those. But if you went to like a gig, I don't know, like a conservative bar, like a honky tonk in Laredo, Texas, you probably would lose that gig too. This isn't rocket science, man. Just show up and play your music and don't wear your MAGA hat.
Well, that's the other part. Why does politics have to be part of everything? And so many people bitch and complain when somebody gets up on stage and talks about politics, and then you want to go show up at a gig with a MAGA hat. Do you know anything about Jeff Landry flying first class to Hawaii?
No, that's
okay. I don't know anything about that. First of all, if Jeff Landry if he wasn't breaking the state rules, and I don't know what the state rules are, if he or if he paid for his own upgrade. In fact, I think the state says you have to fly on the most economic ticket possible. Billy Nungesser told me this. Billy Nungesser flies first class, but he pays for the upgrade. The problem with Cantrell was she didn't pay for the first class upgrade, and she got really bitchy and arrogant about it, saying, well, I can do this if I want to. I mean, that's not the kind of attitude to have, but that was her attitude. So we nailed her on it. And so did a lot of other people. And you know, the investigative reporters for 4, 6, and 8, they were the ones out there doing the dirty work and finding the paperwork that she flew first class and didn't pay for it. So if Jeff Landry's paying for his upgrade, well, that's fine. If he's not, then we'll bust him on that. But I'm not doing anything to protect Jeff Landry. And look, let me tell you, you know, there are a lot of conservative people in this area. What we do on this show, we have an incredible audience. This show is very, very successful. But, it's not necessarily easy going against the conservative grain. And I'm not trying to go against the conservative grain. I'm just being honest with my opinions about Donald Trump and about politics in general. And people, enjoy the show. I got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We will get to your calls and we'll get to more of your text messages, which are coming in. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right. A lot to get to this afternoon. Parents are really, really stressed out. It is a public health issue now. Parents are so stressed out. I get it. Do you? And I see this with my son and daughter-in-law and their two kids. I mean, it's rough. You know, going to Pensacola Beach with them. There are times when it gets to be stressful because kids are a challenge. Kids are a challenge for those who choose to be parents. And not everybody chooses to be a parent. So if you choose to be a parent, it can be stressful. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I'm so excited the college football season is beginning for real this weekend, Labor Day weekend. And then the Saints are in action. The season is just beginning. Look, there are not that many games. It's not like basketball or baseball. So, man, at the beginning of this season, enjoy every game. And, of course, here on WWL, we'll bring you up close and personal with all of the Saints games and information. And for Saints fans, meet the Saints initial 53-man roster. Jeff Nowak shares what he knows. He talks about the cuts and why people were cut. You can check out the story online at WWL.com and WWL social media. Your calls and texts are coming up in the next hour. We've got a lot to talk about. And so I take a couple of days off, spend time with my family, and I come back, and it's the same S show. I mean, there's some specifics that are different, but basically it's the same stuff going on. It's almost like I didn't miss anything. Well, we'll talk about that. And also, if your life is not better, if your life is worse now than it was 4 years ago, tell me exactly why. We'll be back. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1960, 17-year-old Barry White completed his 4-month prison term for stealing 300 tires from a Cadillac dealership. While he was in prison, he heard Elvis Presley sing, "It's Now or Never." And that had an impact on young Barry White, and he decided to make music his life. And he turned his life around after going to prison. And this is an example of why it's okay to give people a second chance. It's okay to not harshly judge everybody who's in prison. He made a mistake. He paid his debt to society, got out, and look, man, he gave us some great music. So he turned his life around. So, congrats to those who turned their life around. People make mistakes. It's the people who continue to make the mistakes over and over again. Those are the ones that are worthy of our constant criticism, but not the people like Barry White who turned his life around. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. Hey, I made a mistake just now. It's the website for Logo Express is logoexpressmarketing.com. So busy talking about their uniforms during the school uniform season when the Logo Express Logo Express website was a little different. This is logoexpressmarketing.com. I want to make sure that I corrected that. All right, so we're talking about this topic that has come up again, and we've touched on it before. But be specific. If you say that your life was better when Donald Trump was president, exactly what do you mean? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Let's go to Blaze in Madisonville. Blaze, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot, I was thinking about listening to your show. I disagree with you about, you know, a lot of political stuff, and you are right. I think there's some things I need to reevaluate, and I apologize to you. Try to apologize to your screen. I was kind of rude the other day. But listen, I think now I'm going to change the Democrat, and being that, I'm going to have more connections to play music in the city of New Orleans, and Mayor Cantrell has done a great job here recently getting crime down. She hired a nice lady who's doing the police work here, so I think if we look at, you know, the things that Cantrell took in a first-class plane flight, when you look at Jeff Landry, he did the same thing about Hawaii. Well, you're not up here harping on Jeff Landry. You don't even know about the Hawaii thing. You never talk about it, and that's okay. I'm going to register Democrat now. I'm going to go vote for the guy you vote, the lady you're voting for, and I think we ought to have a great union here with you and the mayor. Maybe y'all can get together because you're helping her guy get elected, whether you know it or not, but I think that's a great thing for me to start over and reevaluate my political party. Your comments.
Well, Blaze, I don't think your political view should have anything to do with playing music. I mean, why don't you just, you know, be quiet
because
about your political views?
Because I got taken away from me because I had a MAGA hat on, and you up there trashing the president at the time, and now I know why you were trashing him. Now I know why you were trashing him. You were right. I was wrong.
Why don't you not wear the MAGA hat?
Because I lost my gigs. They fired me because I don't get a vote because of people like you stamping out things. But I'm going to go Democrat. I'm going to support the mayor's Democrat, right?
I didn't
fire
you.
So I'm going to support her. I want to get her on your show. Let's get her on, and you can get this thing straight.
I don't think you should be wearing a MAGA hat to a gig. That's not smart, Blaze. I mean, you may believe.
No, I lost the gig. I'm not going to tell you the place of a play, but okay. You around New Orleans music. You know how liberal these people are. And you too. You kowtowing to your audience. And I'm now going to agree with you and say I'm going to be a Democrat, but I'm going to support all the Democrats like Mayor Cantrell. Right. You don't want me to support the other guy, the orange guy.
Blaze.
So thank you for giving me my. But I wanted your thoughts because I'm gonna vote the way you vote, Democrat. Let's go Democrats. Let's go LaToya.
I never say who I vote for, so you're never going to know. You can think that I'm going to vote for somebody, but you don't know who I'm going to. But Blaze, I go back to this idea that, you know, you're promoting your political beliefs at a time when this country is very, very divided. I would not wear a MAGA hat to a gig. You know, just keep that to yourself. There's a curtain when you vote, or there's supposed to be. I mean, theoretically, there's a curtain. We vote in private. We're supposed to be able to do that. We're supposed to be able to do that privately. And wearing a MAGA hat to a gig, I don't think that's very smart.
Like, that's a don't wear any political campaign apparatus to a gig where you don't know for certain that the person who hired you or their friends or their clients or the venue is not going to look upon that as anything but a finger in their chest. Like nobody would wear not that we're out here wearing Kamala Harris, Tim Walz hats. I don't see those. But if you went to like a gig, I don't know, like a conservative bar like a honky tonk in Laredo, Texas, you probably would lose that gig too. This isn't rocket science, man. Just show up and play your music and don't wear a MAGA hat.
Well, that's the other part. Why does politics have to be part of everything? And so many people bitch and complain when somebody gets up on stage and talks about politics, and then you want to go show up at a gig with a MAGA hat. Do you know anything about Jeff Landry flying first class to Hawaii?
No, that's not.
Okay,
no,
I don't know anything about that. First of all, if Jeff Landry, if he wasn't breaking the state rules, and I don't know what the state rules are, if he or if he paid for his own upgrade. In fact, I think the state says you have to fly on the most economic ticket possible. Billy Nungesser told me this. Billy Nungesser flies first class, but he pays for the upgrade. The problem with Cantrell was she didn't pay for the first class upgrade, and she got really bitchy and arrogant about it, saying, well, I can do this if I want to. I mean, that's not the kind of attitude to have, but that was her attitude. So we nailed her on it. And so did a lot of other people. And you know, the investigative reporters for 4, 6, and 8, they were the ones out there doing the dirty work and finding the paperwork that she flew first class and didn't pay for it. So if Jeff Landry's paying for his upgrade, well, that's fine. If he's not, then we'll bust him on that. But I'm not doing anything to protect Jeff Landry. And look, let me tell you, you know, there are a lot of conservative people in this area. What we do on this show, we have an incredible audience. This show is very, very successful. But, it's not necessarily easy going against the conservative grain. And I'm not trying to go against the conservative grain. I'm just being honest with my opinions about Donald Trump and about politics in general. And people, enjoy the show. I got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We will get to your calls and we'll get to more of your text messages, which are coming in. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right. A lot to get to this afternoon. Parents are really, really stressed out. It is a public health issue now. Parents are so stressed out. I get it. Do you? And I see this with my son and daughter-in-law and their two kids. I mean, it's rough. You know, going to Pensacola Beach with them and there are times when it gets to be stressful because kids are a challenge. Kids are a challenge for those who choose to be parents, and not everybody chooses to be a parent. So if you choose to be a parent, it can be stressful. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I'm so excited the college football season is beginning for real this weekend, Labor Day weekend. And then the Saints are in action. The season is just beginning. Look, there are not that many games. It's not like basketball or baseball. So, man, at the beginning of this season, enjoy every game. And, of course, here on WWL, we'll bring you up close and personal with all of the Saints games and information. And for Saints fans, meet the Saints initial 53-man roster. Jeff Nowak shares what he knows. He talks about the cuts and why people were cut. You can check out the story online at WWL.com and WWL social media. Your calls and texts are coming up in the next hour. We've got a lot to talk about. And so I take a couple of days off, spend time with my family, and I come back, and it's the same S show. I mean, there's some specifics that are different, but basically it's the same stuff going on. It's almost like I didn't miss anything. We'll talk about that. And also, if your life is not better, if your life is worse now than it was 4 years ago, tell me exactly why. We'll be back.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.